This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.
Let me set the scene for my next guest. You're sitting at a table. The lights are dimmed. There's a delicious smelling bowl of pasta in front of you. But it's not spaghetti. It's not fettuccine. It's not even tortellini. Mm-mm. They're all so yesterday because there is a new pasta that's been developed. It's called cascatelli. It's shaped like a waterfall. What an audacious move in the world of Italian cuisine. So I thought, you know what, we need a pasta expert to talk about this. So I've got Brisbane's resident pasta king in the studio with me. His name is Niccolò Campagnari. He's the chief tortellino officer at Ripegna. Niccolò, good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Buongiorno, I should have said. My goodness.
Buongiorno, my buongiorno.
Okay, I'm desperate to know what you think of cascatelli, but just hold that for a moment, because first of all, I want to find out a little bit about your backstory. Where are you from originally, and how did you end up in Brisbane?
Okay, originally from Verona, so north of Italy. We're talking about half an hour from Venice. Verona, city of Romeo and Juliet, city of opera. North of Italy. I've been traveling around the world quite a while, you know, being outside of Italy for a while now. And I was in China, where I was working a completely different industry, private banking, actually. And after 5 years of China, I was really, really tired of my job, you know, suit and tie every day, very serious. You know, I want to change. So I met what became my wife, Anita, she's from Brisbane. And we decided to leave everything behind and open a pasta laboratory here in Brisbane.
Wow. Forget Romeo and Juliet, yes. That story, from Venice to China to Brisbane, and a pasta laboratory.
Right.
What does that mean?
We introduced this concept first as a pasta laboratory here. It's now in Italy, it's pretty common. So it's not really a proper restaurant. A pasta laboratory is where you only make pasta, fresh pasta. So the idea was born, obviously, we're talking about after the war. So in full economic boom of Italy, people don't have time, especially, you know, housewives don't have the time to make pasta anymore, but it's still a very important part for the Italian culture. So this laboratory start to grow. It's simply like a bakery, but just for fresh pasta. That's what it is.
What kind of pasta did you grow up eating, Niccolò?
Now, I'm from the north of Italy. I'm from Veneto. So our traditional pasta is called bigolo. Bigolo is a very, very thick, hand extruded kind of spaghetto. Usually we eat with saor, which is from Venice. In Verona, actually, we eat with something that is a little bit strange, probably for Australia, and is with horse meat.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Thick, fat spaghetti with horse meat.
That's correct.
All right. That's what you grew up eating.
Yes.
When's the last time you ate that?
Last time I was in Italy.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Niccolò Campagnari, who is the chief tortellino officer at Ripegna. This morning we are asking him what he thinks of the new pasta that has been designed by a guy who is into food. His name is Dan Pashman, and he has come up with something that I gather they worked on for some time called cascatelli. It is a sort of a curved 90-degree angle pasta. It's hollow inside. It has ruffled edges. The inventor, Dan, says it's perfect for holding sauce to the pasta. First of all, Niccolò, what do you think of the idea of someone outside of Italy designing a new pasta?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's great.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't sure which way you were going to go.
No, I'm a bit of a traditionalist, however,
yeah.
And I like when, new things are coming. And, you know, it's a little bit like chemistry, that you don't really create anything, you don't really destroy anything, you just change. So even this new pasta, if we're analyzing, is two different kinds of pasta together.
Mm-hmm.
Is a half bucatino and a half reginetta or creste di gallo, as depend by the region of Italy. And so we can literally analyze the new pasta and I can explain all the details and how it was created.
Okay, well, let's do it, because you brought in some samples of pasta that you have created, four different types. What have you brought in this little pizza box?
Okay, so let's start with the first one, as I say, is the bucatino. Bucatino is the classic pasta from Lazio. Now, Lazio is where Roma is, so you must know the bucatino for the bucatini alla matriciana, which is the classic, the quintessential Roman dish. And bucatino is like a spaghetti with a hole in the middle. It's like, it looks like a straw, okay?
Yes.
So be aware, this is actually really difficult to eat, because there is a hole. So it's not like, if you cannot eat like a normal spaghetti, because nothing will come up.
I'm just chewing on it now, just raw, and it tastes good to me.
that's an egg pasta. It was made literally 2 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the bucatino. So the next, we have fettuccina or tagliatella. So it will depend by the region of Italy.
Okay, so this is the thick, flat, sort of ribbon-sized pasta.
Correct. Yes. Then on the top, we have a tonnarello. So going again in the Lazio region, usually the tonnarello is famous for its cacio e pepe. The cacio e pepe, there is no spaghetto, but there is tonnarello. Tonnarello is like a spaghetti, looks like spaghetti, but is slightly thicker, and is square, is not round.
Yes, square, thick spaghetti.
Right.
So that's tonnarello.
Tonnarello, yes.
Okay. And the last one?
And the last one is a spaghetto. I bought the spaghetto just as some sort of to give us a standard.
Just a classic.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Do you have a preferred pasta yourself, given that you this is the world, the laboratory literally in which you immerse yourself? What's your favorite pasta?
Well, my favorite pasta in reality, as my title, is a tortellino. The tortellino is actually a filled pasta, it's not an extruded pasta, and it represents, the Emilia-Romagna region, so the Bologna, in Bologna, and is a filled pasta.
What do you like to fill your tortellini with?
The tortellino, the classic tortellino di Bologna, is prosciutto crudo di Parma, mortadella di Bologna, parmigiano reggiano, pork loin cooked in butter with rosemary and sage, a little bit of nutmeg and eggs.
Yes, I'll take it all. Thank you very much, Niccolò. In studio this morning, he's brought along pasta samples to explain perhaps how cascatelli, this new sort of 90-degree bent pasta that's been invented. So how do you think they got there from these classic bucatino, fettuccine, tonnarello and spaghetto shapes? How do they get to the cascatelli?
Okay, if you take the bucatino and you cut, you take a piece of bucatino, you cut, and you cut again lengthwise,
mm-hmm.
it's going to look like a slide, kind of, which is the beginning of the cascatello.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you take a bucatino, a small piece of bucatino, you cut it halfway, and then you add another pasta that I didn't bring today. It's called reginetto o creste di gallo. So it's like a ribbon, but it's not a straight ribbon like the tagliatelle, but it's like wavy.
Yeah, it's got the little ruffles on the edge.
Right,
yes.
Right. And you add that on the both side of this cut bucatino, and here you have the cascatelli.
Is the purpose of the ruffle to hold more sauce?
Correct. It is, and also because it's a short pasta, so it's a pasta that you shouldn't have twiddle your fork, but it's just it's a short pasta. The creator of the pasta called forkability, which is this term they invent, forkability.
Which sounds like an Italian word, but it's clearly not. Forkability, so your ability literally to pick it up with a fork.
Right.
In terms of the cascatelli, does that word sort of roughly translate to waterfall? Is there a connection there or not?
No.
No.
As a purist Italian, I would say no, it doesn't mean anything.
Because someone suggested there's a cascatelli, like the cascading.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, yeah. It's because the word is cascata.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you say cascatella, maybe in Italian someone can guess what that means. But if you check on the dictionary, there is no meaning because it's an invented word.
Right. It's just a made up word that
right.
This guy Dan has made up.
Yes.
Okay. You're all right with that?
I am. No problem.
I love this so much. In the world of, because I was trying to jot down before all of the different pastas that I think commonly would be in, you know, Brisbane cupboards around the place. You know, the spaghetti, the linguine, macaroni, penne, orecchietti, the little ears,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Tagliatelle, fettuccine, rigatoni. Is there a hierarchy in the world of pasta makers? You know, is one considered more sophisticated than the other? Or is it a pretty even playing field?
Look, the issues is that, you know, in Italy, as you might know, we're all very campanilistic. Everyone loves his own region. All the different shades of pasta actually represent different region. So if you ask someone from the south of Italy, will tell you the pasta from the south of Italy is actually the best. But I don't agree, and I think the pasta from the north is the best.
Well, you're the chief tortellino officer in the studio at the moment, so you're going to be right. When I was in Italy last, I was in Treviso in the south, and I had the opportunity. Oh yeah,
Treviso is next to my city, so it's in the north.
Oh, in the north. Sorry. No, I'm thinking of, hang on, Salerno.
Oh, Salerno. Yes.
Sorry, I went from Treviso to Salerno. I can barely keep up with my Italian adventures. Salerno. And just to sound even more ridiculous, I was on a boat. It was an Airbnb thing. We could book on a boat. And the ship's captain was there as well. And he was like, oh, you know, do you want to eat with us? And we said, yes, that would be amazing. And so he cooked this meal, and it was like all they were testing out courses for a wedding that they were going to host. And so there are all these tiny little dishes. And he said to us, in Salerno, the feature of the pasta there and even the risotto was that it's very much al dente, that it's not cooked very much at all, which I loved. Where are you in terms of the length of time and the sort of the firmness of pasta, Niccolo?
Absolutely. Absolutely on the gentleman's side.
Ooh.
For me, it's exactly the same. Is there is, you know, I always say there is no al dente, non al dente. I always say there is a right pasta and a wrong pasta.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Risotto. Absolutely. Same idea for
the risotto.
So it
should be quite firm rather than gluggy and soft.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes, because I loved it, but I couldn't tell if I was just, you know, drunk on life in Italy or not or what. But doesn't it make a difference? You know, I mean, you make fresh pasta.
Yes.
This is sitting here now that you've made 2 hours ago compared to the pasta that most of us buy in the supermarket. It's in a packet. It's hard.
Yeah.
You still reckon they can both be served at the same sort of firmness?
Absolutely. So there are two main reasons. The one that you buy at the supermarket is made with 100%, 90% of the time, is made with durum wheat flour and water, so you have no egg most of the time, and is dry. So they use a very, very low temperature dryer. And so the pasta increased the shelf life, and it became the pasta that everybody know from the supermarket. Then there is the concept of a fresh pasta. Fresh pasta is made using egg. Usually a mix can be water and egg, durum wheat flour, 00 flour, and is not dry. So that's why it's soft. It's kind of soft.
How do you decide when your pasta is cooked?
Well, it's an artisanal product, so we actually try every single pasta.
As you're cooking?
Yes.
There's none of this, throw it against the wall, see if it sticks, no.
We don't have enough wall to do that.
Niccolo, it has been such a delight to meet you this morning, to hear you give Cascatelli the initial tick of approval. You haven't actually tasted the new pasta.
No, it's actually sold out at the Dye. I've been trying to get it from the US, but it's been sold out for a while.
Well, at some point, I'll be interested to see whether the traditionalists and the pasta chefs around the world get to taste it, and let's see if it sticks around and ends up being a staple on the shelf alongside all of those other ones. Niccolo, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Niccolo Campagnari, Chief Tortellino Officer at Ripegna.
Volare, oh, cantare, oh, let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds, we can sing in the glow.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.